Surviving any kind of trauma can be difficult. Commentator Beth Finke is dealing with being blind.
I was 25 years old and on my honeymoon when the spots first showed up. Retinopathy, the eye specialist back home told us. Laser treatments and eye surgeries didn't help. A year later, I was blind. Counselor suggested I go to a residential facility in Chicago for 3 months of rehab. The Illinois Visually Handicapped Institute's staff was low paid. Many of the teachers were unmotivated, and the food was terrible. We blind students weren't allowed outside the building unless a sighted person signed us out. It was Braille jail. We learned typing, Braille, housekeeping. A Vietnam vet who had lost his sight in a military training accident was assigned to teach me to cook. After meeting him on a weekend visit, my husband Mike couldn't wait to tell me what this teacher looked like. "Beth, you wouldn't believe it," he said. "This guy has long sideburns, long hair. He's wearing bell bottoms. He looks like a rock and roller from the 70s. The year was 1985. I was horrified. Right away, I started fidgeting with the buttons on my denim jumper, wiggling my toes against the flat cotton shoes I had on. These clothes I bought when I could see would wear out sometime. What would I replace them with? Would I forever be dressed as if it were 1985? We didn't have much money back then, but Mike saw to it from the start that I shop at the most expensive and exclusive clothing store in town. My first time there, I paraded out in a pair of tight leggings. The store owner gasped, "Oh, honey, you've got some hips." Now here was a woman I could trust. I've never put on a pair of leggings since then, but almost everything I wear comes from that store. Usually I buy dresses. No need to memorize which shirt matches which pants, or worry whether my top goes with my skirt. I don't want people to pity me when they're staring at me and my seeing eye dog. The staring doesn't bother me, really, but as long as they're watching, I want to look good. And apparently I do. That's what people tell me, at least. Without being able to see a mirror to judge for myself, I have the luxury of believing them.
The comments of Beth Finke, a writer in Urbana, Illinois.